We're having technical difficulty with our New York studios, but on the phone from New York, inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Jackie, what's
up,
Jackie?
Yeah, we don't work it out. Hey, Tom, Sybil, and Jay, how you guys doing?
Happy Friday. Good.
Thank you. Happy Friday. Okay, now, VH1's TLC biopic broke records Monday night. You all know this. Millions tuned in to watch the story of one of America's most successful female groups. We saw how when the group began, another young lady represented the C in TLC before Chili. Now, that other woman is Crystal Jones, and in the biopic, we see that she was replaced because she could not sing. But Crystal Jones says that and other details in the movie are inaccurate. So I'm going inside her story with Crystal Jones. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Very well. Let me ask you first, did you watch along with everybody else on Monday?
I did watch it, and I only watched the first 20 minutes of it, to be honest.
And that was the part that included your story, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so what was inaccurate about it?
Well, the way they told the story was inaccurate, and the fact that I can't sing is so untrue. Everybody that does know me knows that I can sing, so that wasn't true. But the way that it went down was not like that at all.
Why did you leave the group, or why were you put out of the group?
Well, basically what happened was that we ended up at the attorney's office that represented Pebbles, and it was myself, Tion, and Lisa. And as we were sitting there at the table, and just kind of keep in mind that we were 18, 19-year-olds, and by that time, Pebbles had already did her little thing to kind of get us out under the management contract that we were currently under with a gentleman by the name of Ann Berg. So it was just the three of us. We had no representation, nothing. So we're sitting at the table, and I'm going through the contract, and I'm looking at it, and the legal jargon is just so, you know, over my head. It's lengthy, and I did not understand it. And so I kind of turned to Pebbles, and I asked her, you know, can I take this contract home and, you know, have my mom look it over a little bit? And she said, no, absolutely not. So I didn't sign mine.
And they moved on without you?
Pebbles, right?
I'm sorry?
Did they portray Pebbles right? Was she portrayed accurately?
Yes, to some degree, yes.
To some degree.
How much of a degree would you say?
How accurate
would you say that it was?
Well, I mean, from what I understand, Pebbles is a businesswoman. You know, she's going to go for what she wants. And at the time, you know, we were young, we were impressionable, and I'm sure she had to put her foot down a lot of times. But that's not the Pebbles I know.
Well,
I know a different side of Pebbles.
So were you upset with Lisa and with T-Boz over how, so basically you didn't sign the contract, so they replaced you in the group. But it was a group that you started.
Correct. And what happened after me not signing the contract, we had a couple more meetings. They came over to my house. They wanted to bring me some news. And that's when they came and told me that, you know, that they didn't want me in the group anymore. So I just got up from my table at home, and I just politely let them out the door, and they went about their way and became famous.
Crystal,
wow.
Crystal, were you Pebbles beautician?
No, that was Marie. No, and what a lot of people don't realize or don't know is that I was already in the industry before TLC started. I was a backup dancer for a young lady by the name of Angie. I was on tour with her. I've been on tour with DJ Chill Out and Cool Chip. I was living in New York at one point doing videos, and I ended up pregnant with my daughter, came back to Atlanta, and I met up with Ann Berg, who was a good friend of mine, and that's how we set out to discover Lisa and Tion, and came up with the TLC. And it was supposed
to be... Well, who came up with the name TLC?
TLC came up from Pebbles. Our original name was Second Nature, and Pebbles didn't like that name. She wanted something a little bit more catchier. She said something like Tender Love and Care that people can remember, TLC, Tion, Lisa, and Crystal. So that's.
Well, do you know why they portrayed you in that way, Crystal? Why they, you know, made it seem like you
could not sing?
It's a Hollywood
story, you know, and they're going to tell their side of the story. So it's just Hollywood, you know.
License.
Have you heard from T-Boz or Chili about this?
Before or after the movie?
Not really. I haven't heard from them personally, but I have heard some interviews they've done. But no, I don't really speak to them much.
Did you
talk to Left Eye before her death about all of this?
I did. Left Eye and I had a very intimate moment. We talked, we hugged. She apologized. I told her I understood it was the business. my only letdown was that I thought we had a little bit of loyalty. So I figured if I didn't sign the contract, they wouldn't either, but they went ahead. But, you know, but she apologized. And
could you sing something
hugged
now?
It out. I'm sorry.
And what happened with your music career beyond that, that moment of not signing that contract?
I mean, it's so hard to try to come up with another concept like that because it was such a great mix. So after that, I did try to pursue other things, but it just didn't work out like that one.
What are you doing now?
Right now, I'm a mom. I work. I'm currently working on a collection of memoirs. And the book is really about my life and my journey and the experiences that I've had. And
are you going to talk about TLC, that experience in the book?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
The real C.
Is that the name of it?
No, the name is The Awakening of a Shattered Dream.
Crystal, what was it like to see TLC rise to the fame that they had? How did that affect you over the years, knowing what you knew?
Now that I'm older, I'm very proud of them, and I just feel so blessed that I'm able to, you know, myself and my manager at the time, Ann Berg, I'm blessed that we were able to create an image, you know, that everyone would be able to enjoy. And whether or not I was in it is not really that big of a deal to me anymore because I see the business as a business. I don't see it as entertainment. So I know the business side of it very well.
Did it ever bother you at any point?
When I was young, it did. I'm 18, 19. That's my life. That's all I knew. I grew up in a music family. My mother was a classical trained pianist. That's all I ever knew. I went to school.
Did they ever slip you some cash? Did they ever give you some, here, girl, here's some money?
No.
All those Grammys and awards that they won, did they ever thank you?
No.
Do you feel that they should have? Would that mean something to you? Would it have meant something?
That would have meant a lot to me. I mean, you have no idea. That's all I've ever wanted was a simple thank you so much. That's it.
And so now
I never got it.
You are writing, but do you ever see yourself like going to one of those talent shows and restarting your singing career?
It's been asked of me, but I'm just not there right now. I mean, that was so long ago. I mean, I can't say what I'm not going to do in the future, but no, not right now.
So
I'm
no
really
X Factor or no appearance on The Voice?
Why couldn't she get back with the group, Sybil?
Do you sing in church?
I do sing in church.
Okay, well, then sing it for the Lord. That's something.
Amen.
That's something big. Yes.
All right.
Crystal, thank you for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.